Crapo met with the owner of Kuma Stoves in Rathdrum, a family-owned business which has been building wood stoves since 1981. Both Crapo and Kuma President Mark Freeman fear that proposed EPA particle emission limits will jack up the price of new stoves so high that users won't be able to buy the new, more efficient models. And Freeman sees some irony in that scenario. The tighter EPA particulate limits are meant to improve public health, since wood stoves now account for about 13% of all soot pollution in the U.S. The agency forecast that for every dollar spent to comply with the new limits, Americans would realize between $100 and $200 in health benefits, fewer heart attacks, strokes, or asthma attacks, and less CO2, methane, and carbon emissions. But Freeman said the changes would cause consumers to hold on to their old stoves, not buy new ones, meaning, he said, that the air will get dirtier instead of cleaner. The EPA changes would update fine particulate emission standards that have not been tightened since 1988, requiring no more than 4.5 grams per hour by the end of next year and possibly down to 1.3 grams per hour in 5 years. Washington State, by the way, already limits fine particle emissions in wood smoke to 4.5 grams per hour and only 2.5 grams in catalytic stoves. Freeman said he's asking for, as he put it, some fairness in this process and for the EPA to hear the industry's concerns, especially those of a small business, about the cost-benefit ratio of the new emission targets. I'm Tom Bacon.